Studios. Give us a call at 433-1037 and send us your live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Now back to the zone with Justin Acri.
Living on fat pockets on full with the gap rolling around the night loose Cadillac. Still got my homies to watch my back and they're smoking. If you wanna come check, that's why some pigs and the cats come sweating. They follow a hollow point shells hard to swallow. Why wallow when you come to roll on? I put the clip in the full five, break your ass on. Let me kick a dust in your head, I got bust. My crib's around and I'm about to get bust. I'm brushed with that. How many shells left in my closet? Why my big club bags cut when the shit goes down? You better be ready.
When the shit goes down,
you better be ready.
Oh, it's all going down this week. Welcome back in the zone. Justin Acri, Chris Kane, Ernie Murray, the pride of Wabasica.
Woo! I'm from Pine Bluff. No,
whoa.
I'm from Wabasica.
The pride of Pine Bluff.
No, I'm from Wabasica.
The pride of Wabasica. The schizophrenic South Arkansas Flash, Ernie Murray. Not sure where he's from. What's up, Emo?
Man, I tell you what, I'm excited about this week.
You going to the arena Saturday?
Yes. People think it's going to be a cakewalk, but we in for a dogfight. I mean, this team went to Gonzaga and only got beat 9 at Gonzaga.
Look, and didn't South Alabama make us pay enough by taking Pelfrey? I mean, don't they owe us one? Goodness gracious, Emo.
I think the fans in Arkansas, I've been listening to some fans call in and say, well, I don't need to show up at that game. I think it's a game you really need to show up because South Alabama, they're 5-4, but you look at who they played, and they go to Gonzaga, who really control us from start to finish, and played them to 9 points. So I think it's going to be a really, really close basketball.
I don't disagree. Here's the other thing. The bottom line for you as a Razorback fan is, and by the way, we're going to give you a chance to win some Razorback basketball tickets in the next hour with a little Christmas-themed trivia. Bottom line is, you're spending your hard-earned money. You're taking time away from your family if you're not taking them all with you over to the arena on Saturday night. This team, if you haven't seen them play yet on Channel 7 or at Bud Walton or anywhere else, is worth the price of admission. They are entertaining to watch hoop, and I pray that Michael Qualls is not suspended for the first half.
Well, maybe we need to call Michael Qualls and say, you know, get to the team meeting. He did the same thing in Hawaii. You know, sometime a guy like a Michael Qualls gets it going, and then he started reading about how good he is, and then he think that I don't have to do what everybody else has to do, and that creates a problem, and that breaks up your chemistry on this basketball team. And I tell you what, Michael Qualls, to me, is a guy that can play at the next level if he keep developing.
Whoa!
Yes. Okay. Now, let me just say
high praise from Ernie Murray.
Okay, you're not helping the problem if he's getting the big head.
Well,
hey, Michael, you need to keep it in check. By the way, I think you could definitely play in the NBA.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is? Sometimes when you exceed your expectations, and I think he has this year because last year he couldn't shoot a lick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this year he can shoot, he can take it off. He has the whole package, but sometimes TV and media and us start filling these guys' head up, and then they don't want to work as hard. And I think Coach A is trying to get his attention. You know, you look at a guy like a Madrakus Wade. Why is he, I guess what y'all call it, tweeting anything? What he need to do is get in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tweeting that I'm not getting in. Get in the gym. Go meet with the coach. Find out what you need to do to contribute to this basketball team.
Look, other than that movie that had Robbie Benson in it one-on-one back in the day, I haven't seen too many coaches that play favorites. If you can help us win, you will play.
That's exactly. You think a coach sits and say, okay, well, Chris Kane, Justin has more talent. But, you know, I like Chris Kane, so I'm going to play him. No.
All those things are true. I like Chris Kane more than me, and I'm far more talented.
You're going to play the guy that can get you a W.
Right.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Coach Anderson gets paid not to play favorites, but to win games.
To win games. And, you know, I hate for guys to get caught up in, you know, what the fans are saying or why he's not playing. You know, Coach A's going to be here Friday for the tip-off club. You probably already know that.
I didn't, and they didn't invite me, and I'm hurt.
What?
No, they sent me the schedule. I need to get over there.
I can't believe you. I know you have a front row seat.
We need to go over there. We actually are going to be in here. We have a bunch of people coming in because we're recapping karaoke, but we need to get Coach A to come on.
We probably can.
Let's arrange that.
You talk about Michael Qualls. Seeing how poorly this team played, I know teams are going to have off-shooting nights and off-shooting halves, but seeing how poorly they played in the first half, is that more alarming seeing what one player missing from the lineup will do to this team and the chemistry of this team. If one player like him is missing, they seem like they can't even beat one of the worst teams out there.
You know, it's amazing. You take a great player off a great team, and you see the drop-off. Regardless of what we say, Michael Qualls is a leader. Once you start doing what he's doing and you demanding the respect, your team may start looking up to you. And I think when your seasoned players start acting up, then your rookies start acting up. So, I really think he hurts this basketball team. But shooting, to me, is getting in the gym and doing it. The reason we didn't play good against Savannah State is, I think, because we knew we could beat this basketball team. That's the worst team to play.
Yep.
Guys, we will talk more about the Razorback games coming up both Thursday night and Saturday night. Unfortunately, Thursday I won't be watching because I'm going to be watching a bunch of people make fools of themselves on stage for a good cause.
But you can watch on Thursday night on Channel 7 if you are at home.
Yes. And then Saturday night I'll be watching it in person at the big arena, the big house, as Jeremy likes to call it. Last night, a guy that has not been bothered by tweeting, he's certainly spending time shooting, former Razorback Joe Johnson, getting it done in the biggest way ever.
Johnson, right wing three, and it's good again for Joe Johnson. Johnson's eighth three. He's got 28.
Joe Johnson scored 29 points last night in the third quarter alone. For those of you who were not paying attention, 37 points in all, 10 threes. How many times do you ever have 10 threes in a game?
I'd never have 10 attempts. So, just to make 10. But, you know, Joe Johnson is a special, special player. He is a low key superstar.
Yeah, that's right. 130-94. The Nets blow out the Sixers. Brooklyn improves to 9-15 on the season, so a slow start. But if Joe can shoot it like that, they will have many, many more wins to come. A couple other quick college football notes. Congratulations to Gus Malzahn. Another honor coming his way. The Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year Award. He, of course, has had a great season. He's the third coach to win the award in the first season with his school, joining Ralph Friedgen of Maryland in 01. And Tom Cahill of Army in 1966. None of us were around for that particular. No. And then last but not least, Nick Saban. You guys know that I think it was Colin Coward yesterday had a great quote. He said, Nick Saban loses to his rival and gets a $2 million raise. That's like cheating on your wife and then getting her to apologize for it.
That's amazing. That's really amazing.
So Nick Saban with that raise is now the fourth highest. He'd be the fourth highest paid coach of the NFL. He is the fifth highest paid coach in American sport. He's behind Sean Payton at $8 million a year, Belichick at $7.5 million a year, Andy Reid at $7.5 million. Second highest paid figure in college athletics behind whom?
Notre Dame's athletic director?
Nope, it's a coach.
Oh, it's a coach?
Yep.
Oh.
Basketball.
Calipari.
Krzyzewski? No.
Correct, sir. Mike Krzyzewski makes 7.2.
No.
7.2.
And that's just what's on the books, right? Because it's a private institution. I'm
so
serious.
What's on the books. Right.
That's what's on the books.
Well,
and
who knows what Saban's actually getting. They're averaging $7 million, depending on who you talk to, between 7 and 7.5. So it may be even a little bit better than that.
So he's so high paid and so powerful, and he's bringing in Lane Kiffin.